Erin and her treatment work. Erin and her treatment work. Here at the Absolute Monastery, the Worldwide Healing Ministry, the University of Healing, the Church of God Unlimited, we are always receiving requests for healing treatment. We're always receiving requests from people all over the world who would like to have healing treatment, who would like to enjoy wholeness, who would like to enjoy happiness, who would like to enjoy being divine, which is what our reality is. And as these people call in, Erin has been answering a number of them, and she's been talking to some of her friends in Switzerland, and they're in the hospital. And they call and they said, "Erin, your treatment works." And Erin says, "Wonderful, I like it that works. What are you saying for yourself?" And they're saying, "I'm saying all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. And that's all I'm saying." And Erin says, "Well, that's wonderful. That's what you could be saying all the time. That's what we all could be saying all the time, to say all is in divine order." And as we know that all is in divine order, our life is in divine order, and wonderful things happen to us. "Well, that's what I wanted to call you about." Erin's phone call was about, "That's what I wanted to call you about. All is in divine order. I went into the hospital, and I had this operation, this condition, and I didn't have to, because I had been saying ahead of time, all is in divine order. And when I got there, the doctors found that there was nothing to work on. There was nothing to change. All is in divine order." Well, I certainly was pleased. I certainly was thrilled about that. And I went around telling everybody about it. I went around telling everybody how I am whole and perfect. I went around telling everybody how life is so fantastic, how life is so beautiful. How you could say all is in divine order, and that's the key, that's the clue. That's the spiritual involvement that I have. All is in divine order. And for everything to be in divine order, there's nothing to heal. There's nothing to change. There's nothing to do anything about it all except to say all is in divine order. And Erin, it works. It works. And I've told my mother, I've told my father, I've told my sisters, my brothers, I told my aunts and my uncles and my cousins, I told the other people in the hospital, I told the doctors, and the doctors are just wonderfully delighted with me having that positive statement. They say, "I couldn't make a better statement." And you know, Erin, I couldn't make a better statement. This is what happens to us constantly here at the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We work with people, and we work on their healing needs, and we say to them, "It is done according to your belief about yourself." And if you say, "All is in divine order," if you say that all is in divine order, all is working harmoniously, all is working beautifully, all is working wonderfully, there's nothing more to be said. There's nothing more to be done. There's nothing more to be experienced. There's nothing more to be lived, because all is in divine order. And when you live with all in divine order, there's nothing more to do. And like Emerson said, "Get your bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits." So I get my divine circuits cleared up by saying all is in divine order, Erin, and it really works. It really works. And thank you, Erin. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This goes on and on, and Erin is not surprised at all as she receives these responses from people who say all is in divine order. And when these people say all is in divine order, they're telling Erin that she is a wonderful person. They're telling Erin that she is living this, and she is being this, and she is doing this, because they feel the confidence that Erin has as she speaks. They feel the joy in Erin's heart as she reveals what she believes. She tells the world. She stands forth for this. And the world listens. And the world stands forth for this. This is not a one-time thing. This is a continual experience that Ellen is having with her treatment work. Ellen comes to me every morning and says, "Herb, guess what? Guess what? This is what this person called about. This is what this person called about. This is what I was doing." And I say, "Ellen, you are just marvelous. This is the right field for you to be in. This spiritual healing field is just where you belong. You are an ideal spiritually, divine, spiritually guided healer, and you are fantastic because there's nothing to heal, Ellen." Isn't that? "Yes," Ellen said. "There's nothing to heal. There's nothing for me to change. There's nothing for me to ask for treatment on because it's already done. All I do is speak my word and claim the truth about myself and about my world. And as I claim this truth about myself and my world, all is in divine order. And I feel so uplifted. I feel so fantastic. I feel so joyous," Ellen says. And I said, "Well, Ellen, why don't you put a talk on the internet like this, on our thought for today? Why don't you put some talks on there and tell about the wonderful experiences that you're having?" She says, "I'm too busy having the experiences to put the talks on there." I said, "Come on now, Ellen. You're never too experienced, never too busy to say how wonderful the treatment works, never too busy to say how wonderful these things are. And really, the simpler the better, the simpler the better." Ellen tells me how she works with her grandchildren. And they will call and they will tell her the circumstances of their life. And Ellen does not say anything to them except, "All's in divine order. You're wonderful. I'm proud of you." And then she goes into her treatment work. And she sees this child, this grandchild, this person in her world. And she sees them whole and perfect. She sees them complete in every way. And as she sees them this way, they are this way. And now, they don't immediately call back and say, "Grandma, guess what?" No, no. They just go on with their life, and it's the most normal, natural thing in the world to have these wholeness attitudes, to have these wholeness experiences as an everyday thing in their life. They say, "You know, Nana, I got top grade in my class. You know, Nana, I took the examination, and I was top. You know, Nana, everything I'm doing works out so perfect. You know, Nana, all I know about is everything is in divine order. I'm so happy. You know, Nana, I'm so glad you're my grandma. You're so wonderful, Nana. I love you, I love you, I love you." And, of course, Nana loves them, too. But, you know, Ellen would be useless on these things if she did not put them into practice herself and believe them herself. She sees how they work in the lives of others, but first she saw how they worked in her own life. And as she saw how they worked in her own life, she put them to practice. She put them into order in her own life, and she saw how fantastic they worked. She saw how wonderful they worked. She saw how good they worked. And she knew that they worked perfectly well, and she was delighted that they worked perfectly well. She was harmonious that they worked perfectly well. But she practiced them. Ellen knew, and Ellen knows, that only by the daily practice of these treatment statements, of recognizing that they do work in our everyday life, only then are we in harmony, in order with the divine program. All is in divine order when we are in divine order. When we take the time to say to ourselves, "I like me." When we take the time to say, "All is in divine order." When we take the time to be that way with ourselves and others. No matter what another person tells us of their circumstances, we see it in divine order. No matter what we have in our life, no matter what circumstances come up in our life, how difficult or how simple, we say all is in divine order. And we say this, and we experience this, and we know this, and this is what Ellen is experiencing with all the people that she treats with. This is what I experience with all the people I treat with every day. This is what you can experience with all the people you treat with, starting with yourself, knowing that all is in divine order. Knowing that you are a divine being. Knowing that you are getting your bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits, and only the divine circuits are having anything to do with what's going on in your world. And you let go and let the divine in you be itself, fulfill itself, reveal itself, and it's a wonderful program. Today, follow what Ellen is doing. See yourself first, all in divine order. And then you see everyone else in your world, all in divine order. And as you see everyone in divine order, you are living in that divine order. And your life is fulfilled, revealed, rewarded right now. Because that's all it is. And that's all it takes. And that's all you need. And that's all anyone needs. Is to let go and let the divine be in divine order now. I love you. I love you. I love you.